Te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu iratahi te iarere, hoki mai anō rā e tātou mā ki tēnei wāhanga o taumatahanga, kua hau tonu tēnei e tuku mihi atu ki a koutou katoa ko Daphne Popata tēnei. Kamutu e tātou mā kei runga i te wāia kōrero i tēnei wā, ko whaia Lisa McNabb, te kōrero e pā ana ki tau wā kōha kua whiwhia e te rōpū Shine on Kaitaia o tira te tarahiti o he whānau marama, kia whai wāhi a ki tātou te pōhiri iaia tēnā koe whaia.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou, ngā whānau e whakaronga ana ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te eka, ngā mihi atu ki a koutou katoa.
Oh, ngā mihi nui ki a koe whai, kua whai wāhi a ke te kōrero ki a tātou. I've been missing you on our radio show for a while now. Kua hoki mai a hau ki te iarere, kua whakapā atu ki a koe, nō reira, neira, te mihi nui ki a koe. So a generous koha has been made to Shine on Kaitaia and He Whānau Marama Trust, $50,000, tū kōtiro from Te Kura Takiwa o Taipa, won a competition last year where they got to donate $50,000 to their selected charity. O tira, ko Shine on Kaitaia tira. Is this one of the biggest koha that you guys have received doing these kaupapa?
Oh, look, it's the only koha we've received that's got more than 1-0 in it, Daphne. Look, first of all, look, just a big mihi to Te Ari and Waimarino, who actually paced first in two competitions. You know, one, they were winners of the Korehi 2020, and then, of course, they placed second in the smoke-free rock quest held by Northland. But it was the Korehi 2020 competition that they, because of their placement, that they gave back the 50K that was part of the prize. They had to nominate who they would give that, that winning to. And it was He Whānau Marama Trust who has been responsible but who the Shine on Kaitaia activities, which the Korehi participation was one of. So they chose our charity, He Whānau Marama Trust, via the Shine on Kaitaia project that's been delivered. So, first of all, you know, just a big mihi to Te Ari and Waimarino for their hard work in getting their original waiata over the line. Now, it was an original, and these two kōtero were 13, 14, you know, so both under 15 years old, they entered into that competition with an original waiata, so, you know, I must in the first instance mihi to both those kōtero and, of course, to their whānau. And as you've rightly indicated, both of them are students at Te Kura Takiwa o Taipa, but to their whānau. To the whānau of these kōtero for the support that they've given along the way, but mainly to these kōtero whose talents are both, you know, not only in the vocal area, but in the writing, area. You know, they're both beautiful young wahine, looks, their āhua, you know, you just can't go past... in my opinion, heaping the accolades due back to these two. So yes, back to your kōrero around the koha of 50K, through their hard work, their talents that have come back to He Whānau Marama via Shine on Kaitaia.
Tēnā koe moira, kōrero, e mōhio ana tātou. There's been a lot of kaupapa here in Te Hiku o Te Ika. They, he whānau marama, have supported through Shine on Kaitaia, establishing competitions, singing competitions, even just, you know, holiday in the parks, things like that to help boost morale in our community. Living in Kaitaia, we don't see a lot of these kaupapa around anymore. There's no one here to oversee the establishment of these kind of kaupapa. Nō reira, he tikara te tuku mihi ki ēnei tamahine e rua. I te mea nei, he nui rawa ngā mahi kia oti kia kitea ai i ēnei hua. So what are the plans moving forward for He Whānau Marama Trust? Is there anything in the waterworks that we can see benefit from this pūtia that these girls have generously given to He Whānau Marama Trust?
Look, yeah, look, just to thank you, Def, ngā mihi. Look, you know, we've had Shine On Homestay jam sessions. We've had the live sessions.
Mm.
We've had the movies in the park sessions. We've had barbecues and movies in the park out Ahipara. There's been any number of barbecues that have been held. There's been the Christmas Shine On Christmas series. You know, there's been the Shine On Te Hiku Youth Awards, the Matariki event series. Now, these things will continue to be rolled out by a strong group of volunteers. We've got the Kaitaia Youth Navigators. And so those of us who would have watched Te Ao last week, we would have seen Henemoa and young, I've forgotten her name, I can see her face, where they were talking about the online trolls that were talking about how, you know, negative stuff around Kaitaia. And both Henemoa and, you know, stood up on Te Ao, I think it was, or Te Karere, one of those around, you know, to stop the bad mouthing of Kaitaia, Shine On, and the youth navigators that are, you know, pulling together youth-focused activities. They've had stuff down at the skate bowl over there in that Centennial Park. You know, so all of those type of activities definitely will continue. As a trust, we have a meeting coming up either this month or a beginning of next month around our strategic planning, about future goals for the trust, as to build the numbers of youth navigators so that there's a rōpū of youth kaimahi in every takiwā of Muri Whenua. You know, the Shine On Ahipara, Shine On Taupā, Shine On Tikau. You know, so that's where, you know, our plans are looking at, you know, to increase the positive messaging, that it becomes a normal way of thinking, living and being. You know, creating a mental shift into one of motivating movement of a capability and action. You know, so we started out with about 20 active voluntary kaimahi and supporters, and now we're at almost 150.
So
the team is very passionate and driven around community, identifying talented community rangatahi, and how do we as a trust support their capacity with the right support and mentoring. So, you know, with the strong and genuine relationship that the trust members and others who are part of it have across Te Hiku, we're looking at, you know, around succession. How do we move the current youth navigators into the role, into the trustee role, so that, you know, they're building their capacity about being a board member with the right, you know, mentorship. So, you know, we've got lots of creative and innovative things coming, being identified, you know, and that we want them to, those youth to continue to contribute to the activities that are happening in Muri Whenua. And like I say, shine on Ahipara, shine on Taipa, shine on Tikau, shine on Kaitaia. Where else can that torch of well-being be shone on so that, that the, those youth can start to develop and deliver, not only develop, but deliver activities that their youth are saying they would like to see being, you know, delivered in their community.
Ai, kia ora moe rā kōrero. It's definitely a great kaupapa that's been rolled out here in Muri Whenua for the past couple of years. E tautoko pau te kahanga mahi o te tarihete, e tautoko ana ia shine on. Ngā mihi nui kia koe whaia i whai wāhi te kōrero kia tātou. Ka tuku mihi nui kia koe, kia pai tō rāne.
Ai, a mihi kia kaitau. Ngā mihi, Daphne.
Tēnā koe. Kātia kira e tātou mā, ko te reo kōrero tērā Alisa McNabb, mō tēnei o ngā kaupapa Shine On. Me kira pēnei e tātou mā, he rawe te rongo i ngā kōrero me ngā rautaki e tāia ai te kitea i ngā hua mō ngā rangatahi o te hikua te ika nei. Engari mō tēnei wā, ka hakairi a kia hau i tēnei raudau kōrero, ko Daphne Popata hau o te reo irirangi Māori o te hikua te ika, he mihi atu nei, noho tonu mai.